Hello and welcome again to www.thoughtoftheweek.co.uk. This is David Gardner, and this week's thought is called The Key Skill in Life. Well, this topic seems to be entering into my life quite a lot at the moment. I noticed I didn't have it when I was trying to persuade my daughter not to do something the other day. It was a subject at the NLP group I attend, and it popped into my conversation when a colleague of mine said, "There's just something about them that makes me feel uneasy." Peter Thompson of The Achiever's Edge suggests that with this, you can say anything and the other person will truly listen to what you've said. So what's the topic? It's the ability to create rapport. Wikipedia says, "Rapport is one of the most important features or characteristics of unconscious human interaction, and a feeling of harmonious connection between people or groups of people." Some people say it's the most important skill in life to achieve success. Now, there is loads of advice on the web and in NLP books on how to create rapport, but the advice all boils down to these three steps. Firstly, get on the same wavelength with whomever you wish to influence. Then you can seek to truly understand their point of view. And finally, when you've completed the first two steps, you can describe or explain your perspective on the subject and emphasise the common ground you have with them. Whatever you do, don't try and fake being in rapport or try and technique someone, because people always notice, even if they can't quite articulate the problem. Remember, it's an unconscious human interaction. To truly get on the same wavelength as someone, you can find mutual interests, match their energy levels, posture, or their language. Then once you have that harmonious connection, you're ready to seek out an understanding on their view on anything, through questions and listening and consideration, before finally they're ready to really listen to your point of view. So I pondered, how many wasted debates have I had? Debates where because I'd won, I'd kidded myself others had changed their perspectives, when really they hadn't. Or worse, debates which turned into arguments, which ended in anger, conflict or mistrust. All because, so often, I dished out my perspective before we had rapport. So, till next week. Enjoy building rapport with the people you want to influence. Thanks very much for listening. This was David Gardner.